Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet, in the middle of Mishnah Chet of this, the second parak. Ma'aseh Shebau Shnayim. This is picking up on Rabbi Gamliel's charts. So there's a story about two fellows who came from Ruri. Inu Shachrit B'Mizrach. In the morning, we saw the moon rising, or the moon in the east sky. V'Arvit B'Marav. And in the evening, we saw it in the west. He said, these are liars. Can't be. Gamliel accepted them and as valid witnesses. Now, this is the famous case. We saw it at the proper time, meaning on the 30th. But it wasn't seen that night. Gamliel accepted them also and sanctified it. He said, they're liars. How could they testify about a woman who's given birth? Well, the machar kreisa ben shinah, the next day she's pregnant. Meaning, how could it be that we saw it on that day, and the next night it was already invisible, like backwards? Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree with Rabbi Dosa. Shalchem Gamliel. So Gamliel heard that Rabbi Yeshua had publicized this. It was one of the things that got Gamliel in trouble later. Evidently, this was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or perhaps Rosh Chodesh Elul. So he said, okay, Yeshua, I am decreeing, as the head of the Beit Din, that you have to come to me on the day that in your cheshbon is Yom Kippurim. According to me, it'll already be the day after Yom Kippur. And you come to me with your money belt and your staff. Halachon tzor b'kiva meitzar. Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Yeshua very upset. Amar lo yesh lemod shekomash asur gamliel lasui. I could prove that his rulings are legitimate. Can't say correct. Shneimar elamodei Adonai mikra kodesh tetiku atem. Those days which you declare, meaning ben bismanan ben shalav bismanan, even if you declare them in the wrong time, einli moadot ela elu. These are the Jewish holidays. Whenever the Beit Din declares them, balo etzor vidosu ben horkanas. Amar lo im ba'in anu ladun achar Beit Dinosh megamliel. So vidosu ben horkanas said to Yeshua, he said, if we're going to investigate and question the rulings of Beit Din Shel Gamliel, tzachin anu ladun achar kol beitu Beit Din shaman mod shavid achshav. Every Beit Din, since Moshe, we're going to have to question their rulings. Meaning this is just not a supportable system of appeal, as it were, or of double guessing. Shneimar, Rayam Moshe Aaron Darui Shuvizim Eit Neisrael, when Moshe and Aaron went up to the first part of going up to Har Sinai with Nadav and Avihu, they went with 70 elders. Why are the names not there? Any three that comprise a Beit Din, Harekha Beit Din Osham Asha, are like them. They're anonymous because they are all men, all Dayanim. So what happened? Rabbi Yeshua took his staff and his money in his hand on the day that in his cheshbon would have been Yom Kippur. Gamliel stood up and kissed Rabbi Yeshua on the forehead. Amarlo, bo v'shalom rabbi v'talmidi. Come in peace, my teacher and my student. Why, rabbi v'chochmai? You're greater than I am in wisdom. V'talmidi, my student, shekibalt et dvarai. You accepted my words. Okay, Tanya. Amarlo v'gamliel l'chachamim. This is what Gamliel, how he defended accepting the testimony. Kach mekublen beit avi abai. A tradition going back to Gamliel hazaken. Pamim sheba barucha, pamim sheba biktzara. Sometimes the moon will be seen through this path and sometimes through that path. And therefore, it's possible that they saw it this way, not that way. Amr Yochum, I tell me the Bei Rabbi, Dichtiv, Asai Yerech, Lemoadim Shemesh Yadam Vo'o, meaning Shemesh Udi Yadam Vo'o, Yerech Lo Yadam Vo'o, the moon can come in different ways. Now the sun is set, not the moon. Rabbi Chia, Chazi L'Sir, Adavi Kai B'Tzafra, Desrim B'Tisha, Rabbi Chia saw the moon in the morning of the 29th, Shakal Kolo Patak Bei. He took some dirt and threw it at it. Amarlo orta by Likudush Bach. We're supposed to sanctify you tonight. Vat Kaim Natacha, you're here already? Zilichsi, go get covered up. Rabbi Chia, Zil la Ein Tav Kad Sheliarcha. He said, go to the place Ein Tav and sanctify the moon. Vashach la Simana, and he sent the Siman. This is a secret code, a way of letting him know. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That's why the minhag is to recite that phrase. That's where the source is. He said to say that phrase at Kiddush Levana. And, See, Rashi says David is compared to the Levana. That was the secret message. Okay. What time became very cloudy, and it looked like the moon on the 29th. They thought it was Rosh Chodesh. They wanted to sanctify it. I have a tradition that the cycle of the moon is no less than 29 and a half days, and 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim. That day it happened to be that Rabbi Gamliel gave a great hesped. Because they would not do hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. So in order that everybody should know that it was not Rosh Chodesh, even though it looked like it from the moon, but because according to the calculation, it didn't come out, he made a big hesped, everybody would know it was not dealt with as Rosh Chodesh. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Halach Rabbi Akiva, Amatzaro Meitzar. Ibayel, whom he Meitzar, who was upset? Rabbi Akiva Meitzar, Rabbi Shua Meitzar. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, the way we read the Mishnah was Rabbi Shua. So that's the way we read it. Then Rabbi Akiva came to his teacher, Rabbi Yeshua, and found him upset. Amarlo, I mean, Malta Mitzar, why are you upset? Amarlo, Kiva, Ruilo Shi, Pol, Lemita, Shemasar Chodesh, Valigzor Alav Gzerazu. Better I should be in bed for a year sick, rather than to have this Gzerat, I have to come to him on Yom Kippur in my Cheshbon. Amarlo, Rebbe, Tarshini, Lamarlo, Fanachad, Varachaj, Limatani. Please let me teach you one thing, remind you of one thing you taught me. Amarlo Emor, so Rabbi Yeshua said, go ahead. Amarlo Hare Omer Atem Atem Atem. Or Shetikru Atem or Shetikru Otam. Right? Why did it say it Shalosh Pamim? Or Atem, reading it as Atem, Afilu Shogin, Atem Afilu Mizidin, Atem Afilu Mutin. Even if you mistakenly, or even intentionally, or even by mistake, declare the wrong day. Shalazamarlo Kiva Khamtani Khamtani. So he said, Rakiva, you have consoled me, so therefore I had taught you that if Beit Din even deliberately calls it the wrong day, that's the Beit Din's ruling, and that's what we've got. So in the Mishnah it said, why weren't those elders' names mentioned? So Adam Poni Kimoshevi Aaron, they say, oh, this guy's like Moshe and Aaron, why is he listed Poni Adam Abihu? Poni Kialdaru Medan? This guy is like them, Vomer, Vomishmuel Hama, Adonai Shasad Moshevi Taharon. In Shmuel's speech to the people at the second coronation of Shaul, he tells the story about how we were in trouble and Hashem sent these different people to help us. And he mentions Yerubal, he mentions Bedan, we don't know who that is, and Yiftach and Shmuel. Yerubal is a Gidon, really the text actually works the opposite way, that his father, to save his life, said to the people who wanted to kill Gidon, if Baal is angry, let Baal fight with him. Bedan is a Shimshon, Kashmo Bedan, da Ate Midan. So the drasha is that Bedan is Shimshon, because it comes from Dan. Yiftach Kimashmao, Yiftach is Yiftach. Veomer Moshevi Aaron, Bechonav Shmo Mekoi, Shmo Shakal Katu Shlosha Kalei Olam, Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. Right? You have Yerubal and Yiftach and Bedan, like Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Why? Malcha Rubal b'doro ke Moshe b'doro, Bedan b'doro ke Aaron b'doro, Yiftach b'doro ke Shmuel b'doro. Meaning that as great as Shmuel was, Yiftach and his generation held the same position. As great as Moshe was, and nobody was greater than Moshe, Yerubal and his generation, Gidon, had that same position. No matter how white somebody may be, how insignificant they are, if they're appointed to be head over the Tzibur, he's like the strongest guy. In the parsha of Beit Din HaGadol, it says, you'll come to the elders, it'll be in your day. Do you think you're going to go to somebody who's not around in your day? You have to go to your judge in your day. Don't say, it says in Kohelet, wow, the old days were better than that. That's not a wise thing to say. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. Tama Kloma, Tavi Adotra, and Kivan Shirauto, Omad Mikiso, when Ragamia saw Bishua coming, he stood up. Shkor, Roshoi Kiston, as for Marlo Shalacha Rabbi Vitalmidi. Why Rabbi? Shatani to Rabbi Rabbi. You taught me publicly. Talmidi Shaniko, Zeralacha Bi Xerava, Tamakaimaka Talmid. I make a decree and you follow it like a Talmid. Ashrei Ador Shaglimishim Laktanim. How great is it that the wise people attend to the lesser. Should be that the elders listen to those who are less. Certainly, those who are less great should attend to those who are great. They're obligated. Since they see that even the great Rabbi Yeshua accepts the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel, who is not as great as he is in wisdom, but accepts it, kavachomer, those who are lesser will learn to accept the ruling of those who are wiser than they are. We begin our study of the third parak, which will continue with Kiddush HaChodesh, and in the middle turn towards the issues of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaDin. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.